Hello, this is CISA 6 Energizer Podcast for Educational Administrators, and I'm your host, Amy Bendis. Our intention for this podcast is to energize you with ideas and encourage you to bring a high level of anabolic or uplifting and optimistic energy to the important process of your staff's growth and development. Today, we'll continue our conversation on the Nudge Formula for Employee Effectiveness. We've gone through an overview of the Nudge Formula that leaders can keep in mind when developing employees. Nudge stands for Nurture, Unpack, Develop, Give and Receive, and Empower. And we've discussed how this is a never-ending back-and-forth process to help your staff reach their potential. We've covered how important it is to nurture your staff and unpack the criteria needed for them to grow and succeed. Today's focus is on the D, developing the culture of feedback and continuous improvement. Under your leadership, the conditions for risk-taking, possible failure, and eventual success must exist. If your staff isn't vulnerable and open to trying new things, even if they don't work, they'll be stuck behind a facade of, everything's fine here, nothing to see, and will continue the same safe practices that may not be garnering maximum results when it comes to student learning. I want you to consider the story of Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks winning the NBA championship earlier this year. The Phoenix Suns led the NBA final series 2-0 before the Bucks came back to win the next four. What was the key to them improving their game to come back in such striking fashion? Listen to MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo, who led both teams in points, rebounds, assists, and blocked shots, on his thoughts on refusing to rely on past successes and being humble to learn in the moment.
I mean, you're 26 years old, and you know, I've covered plenty of players who didn't seem like they figured the ego part out until their 30s. I mean, who taught you about what it, why that's important, and to handle it that way?
I think I'll say life. Usually, let me tell you this. Usually, when from my experience, right? Like when I think about, like, oh yeah, I did this. I'm so great. I had 30. I had 25, 10, and 10, or whatever the case might be. Because you're gonna think about that. Oh, we won this and that. Usually, the next day you're gonna suck.
Right.
You know. Simple as that. You like the next few days you're gonna be terrible, and figure out like a mindset to have that, like, when you focus on the past, that's your ego. I did this, you know. We were able to, you know, beat this team 4-0. I did this in the past. I won that in the past. And when I focus in the future, it's my pride. Like, yeah, next game 5, I do this and this and this. You know, I'm going down. That's your pride talking. Like, you, it doesn't happen. Like, you're right here. And I kind of, like, try to focus in the, you know, in the moment, in the present. And that's humility. That's being humble. That's not setting no expectation. That's going out there, enjoying the game, competing at a high level. And I think I've had people throughout my life that helped me with that. But that's a skill that I've tried to, like, kind of, how you say, kind of like perfect it.
So Giannis is trying to perfect the skill of humility, of being present in the moment. Imagine the conditions in the locker room after the second loss. What might Coach Mike Budenholzer have said to inspire the desire within his team to make the necessary adjustments and improve their game? I love how Giannis put continuous improvement into perspective. He stated that the past is your ego letting you get comfortable in prior success. The future is your pride leading you to believe that you don't need to do anything different to keep you being successful. But the present is your humility, which offers you the mindset of the need for constant learning and growth, or being a constant student of the game. I bet the team discussed what was going well that they needed to continue, as well as what they wanted to improve upon. Celebrating our strengths while building upon areas of growth makes any team better, including yours. Listening to Giannis makes me think about the process of continuous improvement within education. Beginning with a plus delta approach is wise. It's the process of gathering input and analyzing what's currently going well or having a positive impact on teacher growth and therefore student outcomes, and looking at what practices are not making a difference or even having a negative impact. For example, having time for teacher groups to analyze their practice to move forward may be a plus. But if groups get sidetracked and off topic and end up wasting time on logistics instead of practice, it becomes a delta. With individual staff members, the learning environment in their classroom may be a plus, but their lack of formative assessment strategies may be a delta that can be improved. After we've unpacked the success criteria in the nudge formula, the D of develop helps us focus in on improving the practices that will lead us and our students to a winning season. As our growth and development team has been working in districts recently, we've seen the need for a major shift to take place around the concept of growing and developing professionally, leading towards that humility that Giannis referred to. Time is more precious than ever, so we must make the time we have count. The exciting part is the shift can happen swiftly if we create the conditions as leaders to intentionally develop educators. Now, I'm not referring to whole group professional development. I'm referring to individual reflection of practice. Let me say that again. I'm not referring to training. I'm talking about conversation leading to improvement. If a district was a professional sports team, it would be like shifting from PD on how to play basketball to identifying what each individual player needs to focus on, from passing to free throws at any particular time, and having individual conversation with each player on how to improve. Using time wisely and helping educators work smarter, not harder, is a gift that you can give them by shifting your thinking during the evaluation process and helping them shift theirs. Think of development as a shift from isolated evaluation of performance to performance mastery. Gone are the days when we observe classrooms for isolated lessons and gather scores of evidence just to report it back to the educator. Equally gone are the days that the educator lists everything he or she is doing to instruct his or her students. This is a focus on isolated performance. Instead, let's shift our thinking by asking ourselves, is what we're doing working and how do we know? Let's more deeply consider the shift from both the evaluator's perspective and then the educator's perspective. For evaluators, the shift must go from addressing everything an educator is doing at one time to a focus on one aspect of their practice and evidence of student learning. Currently, many leaders want to recap every aspect of practice after an observation or in a conversation, and that might overwhelm an educator with too many ideas to try next, or leave them thinking, oh, everything is fine. My evaluator thinks I have no need to grow. Imagine Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer recapping everything Giannis did in a prior game without thinking about whether or not they were effective or how Giannis could improve upon his practice. If the team lost, there may be many little things that could have been improved and made the difference in the game. If the team won, it might be tempting to not have a conversation on how play can inform Giannis moving forward to improve even more. Going into conversations with your notices and your wonderings will set you up for the powerful question of, what have you tried and how do you know it's working? For instance, if the educator is working on engaging students more by setting learning goals and measuring their own progress, that's what you'll focus on during the observation and follow-up conversation. So if you notice that 20 of 24 students got right to work completing their self-assessment portfolio, but 4 seemed confused and avoided the task, you can state that evidence and then ask the teacher, what have you tried as far as providing instruction on completing the portfolio after your instruction, and how do you know if it's working? allowing the educator to grapple with this question, and the two of you collaborating on potential next steps to improve practice are the key to practical and sustainable improvements in educator practice that make positive impacts on student learning. When developing staff, the shift for the evaluator is not in having the right answers or advice, but in having the right questions. Stating evidence in a focal area and then asking non-judgmental questions for the educator to consider helps guide them toward the root causes for student outcomes and decide on the best next steps for improvement in their classroom with their practice. The shift then for the educator includes the desire to be deeply reflective and open to change, which will often equate to working smarter, not harder. This is the humility again that Yannis talks about in the present moment. The evaluation process then becomes an enjoyable process of growth and not a defensive process of ego or pride. I was recently able to be part of a 15-minute post-observation conference between an educator and evaluator that had made this shift. When I asked the educator how she felt it went, the educator said, and I quote, "Wow, that was a next-level conversation that will help me better help my students." We have developed many tools to help you develop your staff, including setting the stage for development through transparent communication, having clear targets from which to measure growth and success, and trusting the evaluation as a culmination of the journey of growth during that cycle. Feel free to contact us for more opportunities and resources available for you and your staff regarding the D in the nudge formula. As we wrap up our focus on developing your staff, let me leave you with a quote from NBA champion and most valuable player, Giannis Antetokounmpo. He said, "I see myself as a student trying to learn everything." Think about that, the humility in the present moment of trying to learn more and trying to grow and better yourself. Have a great day being a student and inspiring your staff to be students as well.